Hello, this is Fawn Town, and I wanted to thank you for joining me on this week's episode of Every Little Bit Counts. Today, I wanted to talk about something that popped up with a friend, and it made me think about various things, but people dealing with change and why we're so adverse and uncomfortable with change. I listen to these stories and these people and these situations, and sometimes the story is one of such that someone might be in a very bad job situation. And I'm going to add some context. So I was with VMware, a software company. Over the process of, I think it was like 18 months, we were waiting for our acquisition to be finalized with Broadcom. And through the process, there was three opportunities. You could get off, laid off immediately. There were transition roles where you could get an offer to be a consultant or signed on as a like temporary employee for, I heard 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. Some people even had longer, but you were to help them transition data, information, content from our system, the VMware systems, over to the Broadcom system. So they needed the intelligence. So they kept certain people around for certain durations, and they called that transition. And the other opportunity was to become a full-time employee. So I put my hand up for voluntary layoff. I didn't want to be in a transition role. I wasn't looking for full-time employment. I wanted to make the migration over from the 30 years that I've spent in high tech and technology over to where I am now, working on the healing space, doing the podcasts, providing insight and information and guidance, and hopefully some meaningful conversations in the healing space, energy space, and coaching aspects. So this to me, at this point in my life, felt like it would be more fulfilling. So I have recently had conversations, ironically connected with a handful of people that are either in transition roles or they got full-time employment. And the horror stories that I am hearing, and also kind of like the justifications from people. So some are indicating, you know, trying to sort it out, stick with it. It's very, very hard to be here. This is a really difficult day, et cetera, et cetera. And in my mind, I'm going, why is it that we're so uncomfortable with change? Or we try to stick with what we know, what we've got accustomed to. Because I know it's the unknowing that so many people struggle with, but something that I would like to state is sometimes we're put in uncomfortable to learn from it. But if you are getting signs, whether that's in a job or relationship, whatever scenario in your life, even health, maybe you need to change something to get healthier, to transition your life onto a better health path of healthy. All of these things require effort. They require doing something that you're not used to doing. And I understand that. But if you were to process it differently and start to look at it as an opportunity, the biggest things that happen to us happen when we're willing to go through change. You have your biggest transformations. your biggest opportunities sometimes come from change. You evolve, you grow. There's all these wonderful things that happen when you allow yourself to start navigating through changing the place and state in which you currently are, especially if you are seeing that it's not going to be any different. Like, there's some people in relationships, I will change, I will change, I will change. And I got wrapped up in a relationship like that for way longer than I needed to be. And someone made a comment to me and said, you know, the door to the better person for you is not going to open unless you're willing to close this chapter and close this door. And I finally got to the point where I just couldn't take the place I was in with that relationship any longer. It was just constantly challenging, and the promises to change. I mean, you can't ask people to change because sometimes they're not willing to, which is obviously head on with this topic. But when I finally did, it was very shortly after, was not looking for a relationship. My now husband, we've been together going on 22 years. He approached me to go out for dinner. And at that dinner, both of them were like, oh, crap. You know, we think we met our person. And we admitted that to each other much later. But I was like, oh, my God, I just got out of a relationship. And I can't believe I'm going to allow myself to start seeing someone. But he's so great and so on point with the kind of person I want in my life. I don't want to just let it pass me by. So the door opened very quickly after I closed the door on that uncomfortable chapter. And again, this is 22 years together, two children, an amazing home life. We travel, we have fun, we're each other's best friends. And it was about making the change. With the company aspect and the business aspect, if you are in a state where you continuously try to give yourself reasons to stay in that uncomfortable, icky, the environment, the culture is not boding well for you, then you don't get the opportunity for the new doors and the better company, maybe the better position, maybe it's more pay. It's uncomfortable and icky because it wants you to go a different way. It's trying to push you to something better. Like, it's kind of like your life purpose. It's guiding you. That ugly, uncomfortable, yuckiness, if you really listen and go within, that's that inner voice saying, I want you to go another way. I want you to look for something bigger and better because you deserve bigger and better. You've got all the things from this, the lessons, the opportunities, the growth, the progress that you needed. Now you're ready to move on to the next thing. And time is something we don't get more of. I mean, maybe miraculously, you know, you shift your health and you get umpteen more years and stuff, but at some point, we're all going to die, right? That is the reality of living. And whether that's in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 90s, you make it to 100, you're not going to get more time. So sitting in these places where you're not happy, where you're not feeling rewarded, appreciated, loved, respected, financially well off, if you're not receiving these things and enjoying these aspects of your life, then you're wasting time and the opportunity to be in a joyful space, be in a space of growth, appreciation, of financial support for your life, you're limiting yourself and you're limiting the time of being in yuck to being in happy, joyful. So think about where you are in your life. And if you are in that unhappy relationship, if that unhappy, dissatisfying job, start thinking about what you want for yourself. What kind of person do you want to be with? And start drawing in that energy. Because if you're stuck in the negative mindset or the negative situation, you continue to bring in negative energy because you're so caught up energetically in the negative that you struggle to bring in the positive. So start like manifesting or creating or visualizing the good and start doing your affirmations. Start making your manifestation list. Start creating that path to good. And it can be with manifestation lists. It can be doing a vision board. It can be doing searching or sitting in the quiet, trying to figure out what it is that you really want to do and who it is that you want to become. Like, I didn't know instantly that I wanted to be a healer. I knew I wanted to help people. And then I kept hearing healing hands, healing hands, healing hands. And with that, I'm like, the thing I know that has anything to do with healing hands is Reiki. And so I pursued Reiki. And then it continued to evolve into the space and place that I am now. But I had to start with something. And I'm like, just continuing to try to pull in and draw in what feels good, what feels right for you. If you have no clue of what that looks like. So yeah, just based on some experiences in my life, the relationship, you know, I've seen another person where just in a very impressive manager, very impressive. And for some reason, upper management transitioned and they pushed her in a position to re-interview for her own job. And everybody around me on her team, other people outside of her team were like shocked. We're like, what the heck? And the messages that kept coming through for me were that she needed to move on because there was something bigger and better meant for her skill set, meant for her abilities, and much more rewarding because she had gotten everything she needed from VMware, which we were at the time. And she was too comfortable. So she wasn't looking outside of herself because she was continuing to kill it by all standards other than whatever this new management was looking at again. And then things were never the same when she left. It was never the same. The things that we've seen and experienced and changed and transformed while she was there seemed so much more monumental. But regardless, somehow, and that is the universe's way of going, you're not meant for this anymore. There's something else for you. You need to move on. You need to shift. You need to transform. You need to grow. And it'll put you in those crappy, uncomfortable, icky situations sometimes in order to force your hand. Don't let yourself sit there too long. Don't let yourself be in that state or place longer than you need to because you're limiting your time to goodness, to better, to more, to that growth, to the possibilities. And I think if we started to look at change more like, wow, I'm opening myself to something greater, our perspective on change would be so much more different and accepting versus something that we oppose so much. Whenever things are changing in my life, I have transitioned how I look at them. And I will say that change for me has been so much easier and so much less uncomfortable because I view change as an opportunity for goodness versus something closing down that is hard to walk away from. I accept it as you did what you needed to do. You were where you needed to be. You tried what you could. It's not changing for the better. It's time to be done. And again, if you start to view change in that manner, I think you would be pleasantly surprised at how much better things are for you whenever there's a change opportunity in front of you. So I hope I hit that message on a note that resonates or something that you can sink your teeth into.